How are so many people instantly speaking languages they've never learned? Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, and I'm with a very special guest, the producer of It's Supernatural, Janie Duvall. And I remember as a Jewish man many years ago when I came to the discovery that Yeshua was the Jewish Messiah, the thing that intrigued me, I mean, I can't even explain why it intrigued me so much, but it did, was I read in the New Covenant about people speaking in languages they'd never been instructed. And I remember telling some Christians, I said, look at this. Have you ever heard anyone do this? And they said, yes, we do this all the time. And I said, show me. And then I got a hold of a book by a reporter. His name was Cheryl. And he wrote a book called They Spoke with Other Tongues. He was out to prove that these languages were actually phony, made up. And so he went around with a tape recorder all over the United States and tape recorded speaking in these supernatural languages, a language that they've never been instructed. He took it to a language laboratory, and they said even some of the languages they couldn't recognize, that they could find out by studying the words that these were actual languages, some ancient languages that aren't even spoken anymore. Janie Duvall, what was the first time you can remember, and you also come from a Jewish background.
That's right.
What was the first time you can remember speaking in supernatural languages?
Well, you know, I read John Sherrill's book too, and it intrigued me, and I was on the New York subway, and I missed my stop because I was glued. And
you liked it too.
I loved that
I'm
book.
Glad.
And then when he said that, he even had someone speaking gibberish to see if that would really be a language, and he took that to a language expert, and they said, oh, that's just gibberish. So they knew one was a real language and one was just fake. But after I read that book, I walked into a church, and I heard people speaking in unknown languages, and I asked them afterwards, what does it feel like? And they just said, oh, it's just, you know, coming out of my mouth. And I thought, don't they feel like something's taking over their mouth? I mean, these languages that they don't even know. Well, one day I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. And all of a sudden, I had a Scottish accent. This New York
really?
Girl had a Scottish accent.
A Brooklyn Scottish accent? Or?
It was a pure Scottish accent. And then all of a sudden, it just changed into all these languages. And I heard French and Spanish. And then I went home to my mother, and my nice Jewish mother, and I said, Mom, listen to this. And my mother knew Latin, Spanish, French, Italian. So I started speaking in these supernatural languages, and she said, I know what you're saying. I can interpret it. And I said, well, what am I saying?
Yes, what were you saying? I'd be curious.
It was
too.
Saying that the Messiah is coming back soon, and we needed to sing to him and sing praises to him. So she used to sit there for a long time and just say, keep on doing it, keep on speaking it.
What did she think? She was not a believer in Jesus. What did she think of this, though?
Well, you know, she was a hidden believer because she saw Jesus on Yom Kippur before I was born. Before I was born, my Jewish mother, Jesus appeared to her on Yom Kippur, and she argued with him and said, I can't be seeing you, I'm Jewish. So she actually argued with him. So she was a secret believer. She didn't want anyone to know for pride. But anyway, when she heard those languages, my daughter does not know those languages. She took a little bit of Spanish in school and was awful at it. And she doesn't know French and Latin. That convinced her that Jesus was the Messiah.
Well, what about you? Have you ever heard some of these unknown languages? We're going to be doing some investigation. We'll be right back after this.
You are watching ISN, the It's Supernatural Network.
You know, as that fire came on those Jewish men so many years ago, it's still coming on people. Janie, what did you think about when you saw that reenactment?
You know, in the Bible it says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And when God pours his spirit out, people start speaking in these supernatural languages. And so this is a sign that Messiah is coming back. It happened 2,000 years ago on Shavuot, they say Pentecost. But now it's happening to more people than ever before. And this is a sign of his soon return.
You know, the prophet Joel that Janie was just quoting from, he says this sign will be in the last days, but he starts out by saying, I will pour it on your sons, meaning the Jewish people's sons, and your daughters, meaning the Jewish people's daughters. So a tremendous supernatural sign is when Jewish people have this outpouring, and it's a fire, literally. It's the spirit of the living God. I'm going to believe before this show is over, you're supernaturally going to have some of that fire.
What I want to know is, when you've spoken in supernatural languages, has anyone ever understood the language that you were speaking?
Several times. It's been kind of amazing, Janie. For instance, I had a Bible study one time, and there was a Filipino doctor there, and I just put my hands on him, and I began to pray in these supernatural languages, and all of a sudden, this guy got almost hysterical, and he called his wife, and he said, why did you teach him to say those languages? He was a Filipino doctor, a very sensible man. And I was telling him something in his Filipino language, but before his wife could get to him to explain, she hadn't told me anything. He said, wait a second, you couldn't have told him that, because there are 27 different dialects in the Philippines, and he's speaking in my dialect, and he's telling me to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Then another time, I was with a Orthodox rabbi, and this rabbi had a woman come up to him. He believed in Jesus. You know, there are a lot of rabbis that believe in Jesus now. This Orthodox rabbi came up to me and said, we want to pray for a woman who has a stillborn child. We want to pray that this woman come back to life. And I didn't really, frankly, I didn't have the faith for that. I knew God could do it, but I just didn't, you know, have the faith for it. So I put my hand on her, and I started praying. And he looked at me, he said, Sid, you're praying an ancient form of Hebrew, saying that the spirit of that child is with God the Father, and you can stop praying right now. We're going to take a look at another Jewish man that it's an amazing thing. And this involves a Filipino again. We'll be right back after this. I'm here with Howard Morgan, another Jewish man that's had an experience with supernatural languages. Howard, tell me about it.
I was teaching a Bible seminar in London, and in the congregation were two Filipino women, twin sisters. And during a time of singing, they began speaking in a supernatural language that I recognized as being Hebrew, but couldn't really understand it.
And how could they know Hebrew?
They couldn't. This is what was so amazing about it. And that's why I stopped everybody. And a woman who was an Israeli woman, it was in the congregation, got very excited, ran to the front and began to explain to everybody that these two Filipino ladies, who she knew from the congregation and knew that they couldn't know Hebrew, was saying that God is the light of the world and the light of the world has come.
That's amazing, Howard. Sid Rothbach, your investigative reporter with Janie Duvall. And we're talking about supernatural languages. And you say, well, what's the point of it? Well, it's a sign. When someone doesn't know a language, and all of a sudden, supernaturally, they know it, and they're giving someone a message from God, trust me, that's a sign. Janie Duvall, you've actually been physically protected by this language. Explain that to me.
Yes, you know, and it's interesting because I've heard of stories of missionaries going to Africa, and then they would have these whole tribes going after them, and then all of a sudden they would speak out in this supernatural language, and God would use it as protection, and all of a sudden the tribes would run away, and they would even see angels standing next to the missionaries to protect them. Well, I was working in Manhattan on 45th Street and 5th Avenue. I had a maniac after me. I could not get this man away from me, and no matter what I did...
Why didn't you just call the police?
He was just following me, and I thought, okay, if I just can walk back to my workplace and get rid of him, but he was following me into stores and everything, and finally, there was nothing else that I could do. And on 45th Street and 5th Avenue, I just start screaming in these supernatural languages. And my hand is going like that. Of course, I didn't know what I'm saying. But he just looked at me, and before that, it didn't matter what I said to him, but he looked at me and he said, "Stop saying these things! Stop it! Stop it! I know you're laughing at me," and I wasn't laughing. And he ran away.
Did you know what you were saying?
I had no idea, but he ran away in terror. I don't know what he saw, but he ran away in terror. And all of a sudden, the crowd around me is just like looking, what happened to this person?
There is actually a presence of God that comes on an individual when they're praying in these unknown tongues. I want you to hear another Jewish person. I mean, God starts with the Jew. That's what's going on. Another Jewish person that speaks in supernatural languages. Be right back after this. I'm here with Jill Michaels. She had the most amazing experience with supernatural languages. Jill, tell me about it.
Well, I'm from New York, and I'm Jewish, and I'm also a musician. And I was told about this musician up in Harlem in New York, which is the inner city area, who was a fabulous organist, and some people wanted me to do some work with him. So I went up there on a Sunday morning when he was working, and it was wonderful. It was such an unusual experience. I'd never been in a church before, and here was this 100-voice choir and this great organist, and really had a ball there. The music was great, the people were warm. It was a really interesting experience. And it didn't even, I thought it was gonna be very, very strange to me, but in some ways it wasn't, because even the stories they talked about were from the Jewish scriptures, so it was familiar.
This was a black church.
It was an all-black church. It was me and 3,000 African Americans. It was, I was easy to pick out in the crowd. And at the end of the service, what they did is they prayed for people, and I really wanted to see what that was like. I wanted to be prayed for, so I went up for that. And then they introduced me to this woman who was a black woman. She was from down south. She had a high school education. I say all this because I really checked her out after, because something amazing happened. And what she did is she said to me that what God wants to do for you is give you some gifts. And one of the gifts he wants to give you is a supernatural language. I had never heard about anything like this before. That was very strange. And I said, okay, that's nice. And then what she did is she started praying. And she started praying in Hebrew. And she said the main prayer of Judaism.
How did she know the main prayer of Judaism?
I really had no idea. It was just so astounding to me. It's something that I had heard all my life. I knew like the back of my hand. Yet this is what she prayed. And I asked her, and she said that was her supernatural language.
In other words, she hadn't been taught this. It just came out of her.
No, she didn't know Hebrew at all. And she certainly didn't know that I was Jewish. And she didn't know that this was anything that meant anything to me.
Jill, you had even a stranger experience with the language of Aramaic. Tell me about that.
Yes, and you know, Aramaic is a dead language, but it hasn't been spoken, I think, in about 2,000 years. But it's the root language of Hebrew, so it's somewhat familiar. So I was in another congregation in another inner city area. My music's taken me to a lot of funny places. And there was a young man there who was from Bedford-Stuyvesant, which is part of the inner city of New York. And he was one of the ministers before the people. And before he would minister, he'd speak every time the same phrase. And it was so curious to me, and so I wrote it down and went home and studied it. Now this young man, before he began ministering like this, used to steal cars. He didn't even have a high school education.
Did he know Aramaic?
No, he was certainly not a scholar. He was okay. A sweet young man, but he was certainly not a scholar.
So it was one of those supernatural languages.
Yep, definitely, and he would say these same things. And when I went home and looked in all the books, because I'd been studying since I was, you know, a little girl, saw that he was saying, "Let my eye be single and my mouth speak the words of God," every time before he would pray for people. And so not only was it astounding that it was Aramaic, a dead language that only scholars know about, from a man who didn't have any knowledge of it, but he was praying such a perfect prayer when he was going to pray for other people.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
One thing that I love about these supernatural languages is that you don't know what to pray for. However, God's Spirit actually links with your spirit, assuming it's alive and touched by God, and you speak mysteries with perfect faith. In other words, there's no doubt or unbelief. Now, Janie, you were teaching school, a Greek Orthodox school. And
how much Greek
do you speak?
Three words.
I learned it
at the Greek Orthodox school.
Yet something strange happened.
Well, I had a third grade class and I was trying to teach them music, but the children used to go crazy during my class because it's music time and I could just be flying off the walls. And so there was a little boy in my class named Demetrius, and he was a bad boy. And so I didn't know how to get calm him down. And I used to just like take the piano and just start slamming on it to try to get them to be quiet because all these 30 children are screaming. And finally I thought, you know, I'm just going to just scream out in these supernatural languages. So I did.
And then, I mean, in school, you're the teacher. In school, you're screaming out.
I needed help, and I needed supernatural help.
So you screamed, so?
So the whole class got quiet, and then Demetrius got quiet.
Big bad Demetrius got quiet.
Yes. Now, the other children, even though they got quiet, they weren't looking at me, but Demetrius was looking at me, and his mouth was hanging open. And I said, "What's wrong, Demetrius?" And I said, "Did you hear Greek out of my mouth?" And he went like that. And then I said, "Well, what did I say?" And he said, "You cursed." I said, "You're lying. I didn't curse." I said, "Did you hear something about God?" And he just was like this. And then for the next, I really truly believe it was a personal message to him about something that he was doing. And for the next 3 weeks in my class, he was like this.
Well, big bad Demetrius was not big and bad. Well, he was big, but he wasn't bad anymore. Well, we're about ready when we come back to demonstrate this supernatural gift. Don't go away. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm investigating supernatural languages. Supernatural because they're languages that no man has learned. They come from God. And I'm speaking with Janie Duvall, another Jewish person that boldly says that Jesus is Jewish Messiah. Janie, just out of curiosity, have you ever used this language when you've went out of the country?
Well, you know, I went to Europe and I thought, people have told me before I went to Europe that they heard Hebrew, Aramaic, French, and all these languages. So I thought, this is going to be fun. I'm going to Europe, and each country, I'm just going to talk to everyone in their language. But you can't program the Spirit of God. And so when I tried doing it, I did. It just, no one knew what I was saying. But it's very interesting because there have been times when speaking in these supernatural languages, it would come out in French. And sometimes it would be Parisian French. Sometimes it would be Canadian, and sometimes it was an ancient form of French because I had different professors who knew those languages. But the interesting thing I think about speaking in supernatural languages that in the Bible it says that we to pray with our mind, so that's we're praying with a language that we know, but then it says to pray in the spirit, and that's the supernatural languages. And then it says to sing with our mind, and then to sing in the spirit. So the Lord wants us to be praying and singing in these supernatural languages because miracles happen.
Oh, well, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to see a miracle. Now, the Bible also says when you pray in supernatural languages, you praise God well. God likes to be praised well. I mean, He's so good, there's nothing I want to do more than praise God well. And this is what is going to happen right now. Janie is not only going to speak in supernatural languages, and this is a holy thing. This is a holy thing, and some of you won't understand, and you may mock, but I would urge you not to mock what you don't understand. And I'm going to ask Janie to sing to God in a melody that actually is going to not be something the melody will come from God, and the words will come from God, and people are going to be supernaturally touched by the Spirit of God. Janie, just worship God. And by the way, do not lift your hands. The ancient rabbis say, do not lift your hands to God like this, because your hands are not holy if there's sin on your hands. But if the blood of Yeshua is on your hands, the blood of Jesus, your hands are holy. I agree with the rabbis. No one lift their hands to God. Not one of you lift your hand to God unless they're under the blood of the Messiah. No rabbi can do that. No traditional Jew can do that unless they're under the blood of Messiah, because King David said, I lift holy hands to God. Would you lift holy hands to God, Janie, and worship Him?
I am going to worship Him in just a moment, but I'm going to speak in the supernatural languages because there's someone listening who's going to be able to understand it. Now, what some of you are experiencing is called the presence of God. Literally, there is a tangible presence of God. And there's someone that has just been healed, your hip. Isn't that wonderful? God has just healed your hip. Janie, what's God showing you? And there's a spine that's out of line, and all of a sudden, it's clicking back into line. It's lining up.
What did your Jewish mother think when she saw Jesus? She knew He was real. She saw the change in your life and the family's life. What did she think about Jesus before she died?
Months before she died, all of a sudden she started getting bold. At first she used to be embarrassed. What are the neighbors going to think, the Jewish neighbors? But the last few months of her life, she started getting bolder and bolder, and she started believing about the power of God. And she wanted to hear me telling all the doctors about Messiah.
What about you? You see, a Jewish man by the name of Shaul, otherwise known as Paul, said, I'm not ashamed of the good news, because the good news is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. But the question is, do you believe? And if you believe, do you know Him? The good news is, you don't have to be Jewish to know Him. God loves everyone. He's got more than enough love to go around. This is your moment to know Him. This is your time in history. I want you to pray. In fact, I command you to pray this prayer with me and mean it to the best of your ability. Say out loud, Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry. With your help, I turn from these sins. I believe Jesus died for my sins. And by His blood, you remember my sins no more. And I am clean. It's so good to be clean. Now that I'm clean, Lord Yeshua, come inside of me. Take over my life. I give myself to you. Amen. That means, so be it. And lives are being changed. God is, literally the angels are rejoicing because of you. You have made impact. You have made history. You will never, ever be the same again. We'll go off singing. Sing in tongues.
La rave toro ne visto la chantre visora var. Tolero si torna notre bello sontre visotelo coserà.